जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी राध जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधवा गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना चिरावन सारी जमुना चिरावन सारी माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधवा जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना चिरावन सारी जमुना तीरावन सारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Madhav Radha, Madhav Radhe. Jai Radha, Madhav Radha, Madhav Radhe. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaura Pimanandi, Jayam Vishupada Paramahamsa, Sri Vrajgacharya Stotra Satta, Sri Simad, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhavicharan Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Iskandibiti Founder Charya's Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Vimsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanaki Sri Vrindavan Mathura Dhamaki Sri Dwarka Dhamaki Sri Jagannath Puri Dhamaki Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dhamaki Sri Mayapur Chandraday Mandirki Ganga Mayi Jamanamayiki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Harinama Sankirtanaki Samavayata Bhakti Vrindaki Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Sri Sri Gonitai Ki Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai Sri Krishna Balarama Ki Jai Sri Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande. All glories to be assembled devotees. All glories to be assembled devotees. All glories to be assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and to Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhuttale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Sya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kansana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Vyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya Daram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto Naranarayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Nasta prayesha badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome within the heart becomes destroyed practically to nil, and loving devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Dhanyam Swaschayanam Mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Grantharaj, the king of all Vedic literatures, is the literary incarnation of God. It is compiled by the incarnation of God, Srila Vyasadeva. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. It is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Mukham Karoti Vasalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Hare Krishna. This is purely in English, no translation. What's going on? Okay, so I don't need to bother. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we are continuing what we do every morning, what we should be doing every morning, hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are in the fourth canto, 41, yes, okay. Ka, nama, vira, vikyatam, vadanyam, priya, darshanam, na, vrinita, priyam, praptam, madrishi, twadrisham, patim, kanama vira vikyatam, vadanyam priyadarshanam, navrinita priyam praptam, Madrishi Twadrisham Patim Kanama Vira Vikyatam Vadanyam Priyadarshanam Navrinita Priyam Praptam Madrishi Twadrisham Patim Kanama Vira Vikyatam Vadanyam Priyadarshanam Navrinita Priyam Praptam Madrishi Twadrisham Patim Vira, my dear hero, Vikyatam, famous, Vadanyam, magnanimous, Priyadarshanam, beautiful, Na, not, Vrinita, would accept, Priyam, easily, Praptam, gotten, Madrishi, like me, Twadrisham, like you, Patim, husband. Translation and report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Oh, my dear hero, who in this world will not accept a husband like you? You are so famous, so magnanimous, so beautiful, and so easily gotten. Kindly repeat after me. Oh, my dear hero,
oh, my dear hero,
who in this world,
will not accept
a husband like you?
You are so
famous,
so magnanimous,
so beautiful,
and so easily gotten.
Report. Every husband is certainly a great hero to his wife. In other words, if a woman loves a man, that man appears very beautiful and magnanimous. Unless one becomes beautiful in the eyes of another, one cannot dedicate his whole life to another. The husband is considered very magnanimous because he gives as many children to the wife as she likes. Every woman is fond of children. Therefore, any husband who can please his wife by sex and give her children is considered very magnanimous. Not only does a husband become magnanimous by begetting children, but by giving his wife ornaments, nice food and dresses, he keeps her completely under submission. Such a satisfied wife will never give up the company of her husband. Manusamhita recommends that to keep a wife satisfied, a husband should give her some ornaments, because women are generally fond of home, ornaments, dresses, children, etc. In this way, the woman is the center of all material enjoyment. In this regard, the word vikyatam is very significant. A man is always famous for his aggression toward a beautiful woman, and such aggression is sometimes considered rape. Although rape is not legally allowed, it is a fact that a woman likes a man who is very expert at rape. Translation again. Oh, my dear hero. Yeah, why not? Such a beautiful verse. Everyone is attracted. Oh, my dear hero, who in this world will not accept a husband like you? You are so famous, so magnanimous, so beautiful, and so easily gotten. I'm not sure if this verse is especially meant for householders or brahmacharis. Actually, it's meant for everyone. Some of the statements, and one particular statement, some of the statements in the purport may not be so easily appreciated in modern day society. The Bhagavatam, which is giving us an explanation or presentation of what is meant to be the Vedic culture, deals in details in terms of various roles and responsibilities that individuals are expected to take up and to follow when we actually accept the system of this culture. Of course, the basis of this Vedic culture is primarily to develop one's Krishna consciousness. The basis of all activities is to progress on the path of dharma. Dharma is the basis of all activities, and the principles of dharma, which is a very deep subject matter, deal with both the spiritual aspect in terms of our development
of our loving relationship with Krishna on the spiritual transcendental platform. And dharma also deals with social interaction, with roles and responsibilities of individuals within society. Here, of course, we are especially focusing on grihastha life. More specifically, on the relationship between husband and wife. We know how in the Vedic culture there are, in various purports given by Srila Prabhupada, and various explanations given by our acharyas, there are statements which are totally unacceptable in modern day society. And of course, this is a very delicate and controversial subject matter in terms of the relationship between men and women. Of course, it is a subject matter that is addressed in the Bhagavatam, especially in this particular verse, and in many other places as well, whereby based on Shastra, based on our acharyas, there are specific duties and responsibilities which are different between men and women. Again, which is very different, even opposite to what we find in modern day society. For example, we hear the statement that women should never be independent. They should always be under the care of either the parents when they are young, the husband when they are a little older of marrying age, and then under the care of elderly children or relatives when they are older. Which is very different from what is being promoted, as we know, in modern day society. Women should not be, it is mentioned actually in the Shastra, women should not be given posts or positions that require them to interact extensively with the public. Because women are meant to be protected. It is also mentioned how women are easily misled, especially if they are not Krishna conscious. Of course, if one is Krishna conscious, the scenario may be somewhat different. Still, even for Krishna conscious women, Srila Prabhupada was always cautious in terms of making sure that they would be protected. Marriage life, as we know, is a concession for sense gratification. Of course, it is a concession for regulated sense gratification. And there are various rules and regulations, specifically in terms of begetting children, isn't it? We have the Garbhadhana Samskara. So it's not that, although it mentions here that wife becomes very pleased because the husband will give her as many children as she likes. The statement that women in general like children may not be the case today, but generally speaking, women like to have children, like to care for children, because in this way they express, we call their natural motherly affection, you know, comes out. We also hear statements out how, see, a very important point, which probably is not sufficiently discussed within, amongst devotees. There are specific there's a specific nature in general which is different between men and women. Here it mentions how women have a different kind of psychology than men. If there is, as it is nicely explained here, a very qualified man, a woman will very willingly surrender to him, will very happily serve him, because she will consider him as her hero, her protector. And actually, man is meant to be protecting. We know how here in India, it is also there in Indonesia, the expression Swami Stri. Even in India, they have this expression Swami Stri. Swami means master, and Stri means woman who is meant to be subservient or serving the husband. Again, something which nowadays is not not a popular statement. In the Vedic culture, again, if that basic understanding or the basis in terms of dharma is not present, many of these statements found in the pages of the Bhagavatam, one of the prayers we mentioned before, reciting the Bhagavatam, it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Well, some of these statements may not appear to be perfect to some people. Therefore, traditionally, for example, the marriage institution was giving an opportunity for a young lady to actually take shelter and take guidance from a qualified husband. That's why in the Vedic culture, and this is a most important point, which is absent in modern day society, there was great importance given to training both young boys and young girls for their future occupation or responsibilities. It is described in the Shastra that traditionally the woman would actually, or women in general, would not take initiation because the very marriage institution or the marriage, the samskara of marriage meant that actually by accepting the hands of her husband, the woman actually thus became like the disciple of the husband. Again, not a very popular thought in modern day society. Well, you know, dharma is also not a very popular. God consciousness is something that for the last few hundred years has been battered and rejected and in so many ways ridiculed and made fun of. And because of that, and because of the kind of so-called liberal mentality that has been introduced and that we see, that is all-pervading, especially in the Western world, which is also infiltrating here in Asian countries like India, if we analyze, if we just observe what modern day society, where it is leading us and what kind of nature or what kind of character people have developed, then we can easily understand, those who have some basic knowledge of Krishna consciousness, that the more we deviate, the more we go away from the basic principles of dharma, we open the doors to so many irregularities and so many abuses and atrocities. The point being made here, because I have to address it, regarding rape, needs to be understood in its proper context. We should not misunderstand that the Bhagavatam is promoting rape, isn't it? The point being made here is that there is a difference between men and women in terms of sense enjoyment, isn't it? And whereby it is explained that due to the differences in psychology between both, therefore one's, just like it is said, if you want to keep a woman or a wife happy, as mentioned here also in the Bhagavatam, in this purport, the husband should give her all kinds of nice facilities, nice home, nice clothing, nice ornaments, because women identify with these things. We're talking about general women. If one is a Krishna conscious person, then these things are maybe less of importance. But in general, that the psychology is there, different between men and women. So therefore, some of these statements in the Bhagavatam cannot so easily be understood unless we actually have a very sound foundation, sound basis in terms of the principles of dharma. And in this context, we also need to make some reference to this dimension of Varnashrama Dharma, where there are specific duties and roles, and just like we speak of Varna, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Varna is something that is based on guna and karma, on qualities. And Varna is ultimately what ideal activity or occupation one is meant to take in society, which will depend on the kind of education one will receive. Of course, traditionally, the varna is decided by the local brahmanas and the seniors in the village before deciding on the education. In other words, from a very young age, this is also something practically lost in modern-day society because we're not living as we should, and also we don't have qualified people to really help identify what is the varna of a young boy. It is the varna of a young boy that is determined, not the varna of a young girl. That's another topic, or related topic. Yeah. The varna of a young boy is determined so that his education can be ascertained, and then after taking up a particular education, which will be either in line with Brahmana education, or Kshatriya education, or Vaishya education, or it could be also, we say, Shudra education, which means in terms of different kinds of apprenticeship, which is actually the vast majority of people in society are meant to take up such activities, then one who is in this way nicely trained, just to make the point actually a bit more clear, when Srila Prabhupada, for example, was speaking about in the context of Varnashrama, establishing Varnashram College, isn't it? The primary purpose for establishing Varnashrama College was to train individuals in terms of their varnas, was to introduce the whole concept of the four varnas. And in that conversation, Srila Prabhupada, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada whether the Varnashram College will be also for women. And Prabhupada mentioned, no, it will be for men, because varna is something that is meant for men. Again, this is a major topic which requires more attention and more discussion, because by nature, in our Vedic system, women have their own dharma. It's called stri dharma. Another statement which is not approved or liked very much in modern day society, but mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in conversations and purports, that every woman should get married. It doesn't say that every man should get married, but it does say that every woman should be married. If we understand the concept and principle that every woman should be protected, isn't it? So these are, you know, many such kind of statements can only be understood if we cultivate some basic understanding of what the Vedic culture is all about. And without having dharma in the forefront, without knowing that the primary goal of life is to become self-realized and to minimize, or at least to regulate, our activities of sense gratification, and that actually sense gratification in the matter of sex life and other forms of sense gratification is primarily reserved for those in the household ashram, and only for a limited period of time. Means once the children are grown up, one is meant to take to vanaprastha, isn't it? So many of these topics, of course, or many of these statements appear very drastic, or to many appear controversial, largely because some of these basic concepts and principles of dharma are either not followed, not accepted, or not properly understood. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada stressed the importance for all the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement to become more and more knowledgeable and familiar, and also to put into practice what the Bhagavatam and what our Vedic culture is advocating. Means a life primarily based on Krishna consciousness principles, number one, and secondly, a life or a lifestyle that will be very different than what we see today in modern day society. The lifestyle advocated in the Bhagavatam and the lifestyle advocated by Srila Prabhupada in many lectures is what our Vedic culture emphasizes, which is a life primarily within an agrarian setting. Agrarian setting means where the vast majority of people are connected with land, connected with cows, and therefore living in a more sattvic atmosphere. Within this more sattvic atmosphere, we can more easily cultivate Krishna consciousness. I'm sure everyone will agree that when we are not in the sattvic atmosphere like the cities, modern day cities around the world, it is a major challenge for householders, for brahmacharis, for everyone, for sannyasis. it's a major challenge, because we're constantly, isn't it, constantly confronted with all kinds of it cannot avoid it. Billboards, and then everywhere we see there is promiscuity, there is all kinds of signs, some not so obvious, some more subtle, some actually very obvious also, of all kinds of sinful activities, which is directly and indirectly influencing and polluting our consciousness. That, of course, is a big topic. We'll be addressing some of this on our seminar coming up tomorrow and the next day. We have a few minutes. A very good system. I have a clock here, actually. I can see the clock there, but I can see it more clearly here. We can take a few minutes for possible comments or questions on this verse. And I see a hand that is up. Yes? The mic is coming. 1 second. I think...
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Maharaj, you were speaking about being in sattvic atmosphere.
Yes.
Especially the agrarian-based economy.
Mm.
Just wanted to know that how the transition should be. Do we have any live examples wherein someone from the city life has successfully migrated to that kind of economy and is still going on?
Okay, that's a question, huh? Your question?
Yeah, that's a question.
There are examples. You can Google some of them. or you can find out from... there are different, not only here in India, but outside of India. You know, there are more and more people who are not even devotees who understand this point and are actually making the transition, who have made the transition. Some people have made the transition many decades ago. We're a little bit behind times. It is happening. It's not so easy because the whole direction of modern day society is taking us in the opposite direction, isn't it? One needs to prepare oneself mentally, spiritually, and in other ways as well, to make such kind of transition. If you come to Indonesia, we can show you a community that started 20 years ago where there are 150 devotees living there on 150 acres of land. There are other examples. They're all at different levels of, we could say, development, because whether we like it or not, we're caught up in the modern system, isn't it? There are so many rules and so many laws that we're forced to follow. But Srila Prabhupada made the following important statement, that we as a society, we as a Krishna conscious society, we should endeavor as much as possible not to be dependent on present day existing system, which is based on speculation largely, which is based on a very irregular economy, which is not sustainable as well, and therefore Prabhupada made this statement on a number of occasions. As much as possible, we should avoid overly being dependent on a system that is destined to sink. Prabhupada has made this statement, for those who may not have heard it, that modern day society is a doomed society. I'll repeat it. Is a doomed society. Therefore, we should be intelligent and understand what Srila Prabhupada desired. We should be intelligent to understand what is the norm and the standard given, practically speaking, in all the pages of the Bhagavatam. Isn't it? And we should take the necessary steps to educate ourselves, to speak with people who have made this kind of change, to go and visit some of these communities, some of these devotees who are actually, who have made this kind of decision. That's a whole big topic in itself, but anyways. Any other? Yes. Who has a mic? Okay.
Could you please throw some light on Amish community? Like we Amish community?
Because, yeah, Amish.
Yeah, Amish, yeah.
Yes, yeah, correct.
Can you tell them what exactly they do it? Because even they also follow similarly like us. Like they don't, they go with cows, all these things. What is the difference between them and us? Like we're trying to...
They're develop. Amish and we're Hare Krishna.
But no, they eat non-veg, all these things.
Well, they're not completely non-veg, and they do follow some of the basic principles in terms of not being dependent on, you know, they have their own kind of setup, so to speak, and they are very traditional. They are connected with the land, not so much with cows, although some of them may have cows, but they obviously they don't have the same. They are pious, obviously. They are pious. They read every day from the Bible. For example, I visited some Amish people. New Vrindavan actually surrounded by so many Amish people, Amish communities. There's different kinds of such, like the Quakers. Quakers is another group in America. And we can learn some things from them in terms of their being not dependent actually on the modern day kind of setup.
But do the government support them or like they are like, do they get any support from them?
I would say that to a large extent they are quite independent and they don't really need the support of the government. Of course they have to pay taxes if they have land, etc. But they're very united and it's like they'll all come together to build somebody's house. So there's a whole support, natural support that is there. So the main thing is that, you know, they have certain values which are connected with the land, which are connected with living a God-conscious life. Of course, they don't know about Krishna, but they are God-conscious. So these are positive. I think they allow children, I'm not sure actually, I've not studied that particular aspect, but they're cautious about allowing their members to be too closely associated with outside people. They, you know, because in America they have what is called homeschooling, so in all likelihood they are doing that with their children, and they have many children also, generally. Yeah. Anything else? One, well, okay. Actually, hey, okay, it's going. Since it's on, looks like your question is not meant to be asked this one. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, previous Vedic society in Varnashram, generally till the age of 25, the boys will stay in Gurukul and then later they will decide their ashram. So the question is like, also in Vedic culture there was this child marriage system where the...
Outside Vedic culture?
No, in the Vedic system,
yeah, right. Okay.
They had child marriage.
Yeah.
Where the boy would be married at the age of like 10, 12 years or like that.
Yeah.
And then, so he will be married and then later they will stay together, couples.
Yes.
So then how a brahmachari who wants to stay lifelong, so how he will continue? If he is married at the age of 12, between child marriage, and he, so...
As we mentioned earlier, as Prabhupada mentions, all the girls... All the women are meant to be married, but not all the men. So that will be decided by those who who actually study the nature of a young boy. And therefore, they will be able to understand if someone can actually remain a brahmachari, and in such a case, they won't arrange his marriage. So, in other words, if your fear or somebody's fear is there that that all the boys will be married. This, it's not the case. It's not the case. The idea is that when it is quite obvious that a young boy is meant to be married, then they will make such arrangement. Otherwise, they won't. So that's why the importance of having seniors, especially we could say experienced or knowledgeable brahmanas and senior people, they can therefore more easily analyze what is the situation with various individuals and accordingly decide. I mean, in a Vedic culture, everything is done very, very, in a very responsible way. And as Prabhupada also told us many times, if one can remain a brahmachari as opposed to entering householder life, that is much better, that is desired. But one must demonstrate the ability or the qualities to actually remain brahmachari. And that will be determined especially by those who have knowledge and experience in the Vedic culture. Okay. Some announcement? Huh? Thank you very much. Jai Granth Raj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki.
His Holiness Bhakti Raga Swami Maharaj Ki. So we are very honored and privileged to have Maharaj with us today. For the after the Shrimad Bhagavatam, devotees, they can have breakfast prasadam. It's there in the prasadam hall. And Maharaj is also giving 4 sessions on Vaishnava Vedic Sociology. This will be in Balaji Hall from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This tomorrow and day after. 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It means 2 slots tomorrow and 2 slots day after tomorrow. It's open to all and devotees are requested to register by calling. The number and the details are mentioned on a poster which is placed on this notice board and on the VIC notice board. Thank you.
Thank you.